There is a rift tearing our family apart. And if you know how to play Uno, and I need a broad stretch of people. I need people who are of the younger age. I need people who have been playing Uno for, you know, 20, 30 years.
Uno's been around a lot. It has been a family caravan game for a very long time.
100%.
Take it on every trip.
Right? I need to hear from you this morning. I need to throw something your way.
Okay.
Because we need to solve this issue.
You don't have to be a specialist in Uno.
No.
You just have to be someone who knows how to play Uno.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we were at Nonna's house the other night. That's my grandmother. We were celebrating her birthday. And somebody decided to break out the Uno cards.
Nice.
Right? Now, you know, we sit around the table. There's a lot of us. All right? There's 19. I've lost count. There's a lot of us. We're all sitting around the table. And we're playing. Now, I've been playing Uno for... I'm a veteran. I've been playing Uno for 30 years.
Right.
Right? Yep. These kids, you know, my cousins, sort of average age range is anywhere from 15 years old to about 25. So it's a good spread.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, one of them drops this card. I'll tell you in a moment, right? I'm going to play the audio that erupted, that absolutely erupted after I saw what was unfolding in front of me.
What is this shit? You explain yourself again. What you put down those two cards. You put down two in one. You can't put them down together. Nah. Nah. No. You shut your mouth. That there. Hey, you get to put this one down because it's the same color.
Because it's the same number.
This is why you kids.
You're too easy these days. You're gonna have bullshit.
When I was your age, I had to put one down. We weren't allowed to put seven down at one go. Optimus
Prime, right? Now, look.
He called you Optimus Prime. Haven't heard that in a while.
Good morning, Mitchie. Let me explain what happened.
Yep.
Now, when you're playing Uno, this is my understanding.
Yep.
The cards are out in the middle of the table. You've got your cards in your hand. And obviously the aim of the game is to try and get rid of all of them. When you get down to your last one, you yell Uno. And then if it comes back around to you again, you can get rid of it. Great. You win the game.
Yep.
Okay. One of the rules, as I've always understood it, is that if there is a yellow two in the middle of the table and it's your turn and you have a green two, you can put that green two card down on top of the yellow two because they're the same number. You get to change the color.
Sure.
You get to get rid of
that
card.
That's how you play.
Okay? If you have half a dozen twos in your hand, you can only put the one two down.
Well, so I thought, yeah.
This is what I've thought. This is how I've played the game for 30-odd years.
Yep.
They're coming out with this crap where they're putting down 17 twos. Like all of the twos in their hand, they're putting them down on the other two that's in the
middle.
Multiple cards in one. And that is absolutely disgusting. It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful way. And so this morning, I wanted to hear from callers, Uno veterans like myself, people who are across the spectrum of playing.
You know who I think we should cross to?
Who?
Someone who really knows their Uno.
Who's that?
Played a lot of games at Uno. Jamie in Huntingdale.
Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, sort of. You've played a lot, like hundreds of games we're hearing over the last few years. I've just explained this. Is it a rule or is it not a rule or is the rule you can only put one card down?
So there's actually variations of Uno and it sounds like she's playing Uno attack rules.
No, so here's the thing, Jamie, right? There was Uno attack cards in the pile, but there was also OG Uno in the pile as well. Just because there was lots of us.
Yeah. So you probably need to specify what rules you're playing by.
So, Jamie, is that how it normally works? You sit down at the table and everyone goes, right,
it's you say
Uno attack rules today.
I'm playing Uno original.
Okay.
Right.
Your hands down version where your cards are on the table or hands up where you're hiding them.
I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said let's cross to Jamie in Huntingdale.
She knows.
I just knew she'd know.
Jamie, you know.
We play a lot of Uno with the family.
Okay, so it feels like you might have been duped a bit here, mate, because they've not told you that they're playing alternative rules got to the end.
You're right. It hasn't been. Okay, so that's a case of neither here nor there. You've got to sort of talk about the rules beforehand.
Yep. Okay, let's check in with Sue in Yanchep. Sue?
Hi, how you going?
What do you think of this rule?
It sounded very much like Uno attack.
What is this Uno attack, Sue? This is crap.
it's just they spit cards at you. You've got a thing in the middle and it spits cards at you, and you can end up with, you know, 10, 20 cards at once, or you can end up with, luckily enough, to get none. And then there's also, you know, flip, where they can see what you've got.
But these sound like different games, Sue. These sound like packs that come in a different pack. Like, we're talking about the old original, a couple of Uno cards in a cardboard box.
But they're obviously playing this new fandangled, oh, look at us, we're millennials.
You can't apply the rules of a new game to an old set of cards.
Okay, so Sue is, again, so it's Uno attack. It just sounds like I'm being sold up the river here. Mackenzie in Alkimos, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mackenzie, how old are you?
I'm 9.
And you're a bit of an Uno champion, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
What he said was the right rule, because you can only put one, two down. It's like when you put down a 2+, you can put only one of them down.
Right. Okay.
Yep. See, Mackenzie's Yep, she's playing your game.
Mackenzie, run for politics, mate. I'm voting for you.
Very clear.
Stewie. Hi, Stewie.
Hey, guys.
All right, hit us, Stewie.
Okay. I actually seen the video.
Yeah.
And I was cracking myself laughing.
I'll put it on my Instagram.
Oh, it's on your Instagram.
It's on my Instagram.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, the twos that he put down are the original deck of Uno.
Yes.
So he broke the rule.
No. Nah. Oh. But as Pete just said, he had two decks. So they're not playing Uno. They're not playing Uno Attack. They're playing Uno Corelli.
Uno Corelli. So, Stewie, anything Corelli tends to end in quite a large fight. So I'm not entirely sure.
So with the two that went down on the table, you can only put another two on top of it or another same colour.
Yeah, you can't put multiples.
If it was a two attack card, then they're playing attack.
Right.
So you've got to have both rules in the one game, but it depends what card is laid down.
Oh, Stewie, I'm confused.
So you, technically, the family aren't cheaters, which is good to know. Good to know. The good stock.
Yeah, hang on.
But they may have pulled the wool over your eyes by not being honest about what game you were playing.
Mitch, it's Pete.
You're just making a quick call?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you were off. Yeah, I said it, and the listeners agree.
It's Mix 94.5.
Can you? I'm going to finish this conversation. Can you keep going?
Yeah, sure.
I told you it was absolute BS.